Time to see what's happening in Sauk Prairie. Raul Abresh is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 Max FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts.
La, 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 la. Yes, we are here, folks. This is the first show of the new year. Welcome to 2008. Here we are on Mornings at McFarland's. Can you feel the energy?
I can feel
today.
It.
It's palpable.
I can feel it.
It is
I'm looking at it. Palpable.
If you look in the dictionary for the word palpable, you will see this show. Right now.
This right now.
What's happening right here, right now, folks. So look it up. Go Google it or something so you can see this show. No, folks, I am so excited today. What a great way to start out the new year. You know, here we are in our new little nook.
I love it.
We got this set up for the Christmas show, and I convinced the store staff, hey, could you leave the nook? Because it's so cool.
The nook is super Christmas. Homey. It's holiday.
And we're still doing the holiday thing. Yep. And then we got Wayne Whitemarsh that's, you know, decorating this thing. So as soon as we get done with the holiday, I'm sure he's going to come in with like ice fishing stuff.
It's guys on ice. That's what I said when I saw it.
It really is. This is the place to be. You know,
we're
in my own little corner in my own little store. I can interview whoever I want to interview.
And you do.
I do pretty much every day. So today is a very special guest. I have Susan B. Anthony. No, not Susan B. I have Princess Leia. But almost.
You're naming dead people.
Someone who is very much alive. Karen DeSanto is here joining us today from Boys and Girls Club of South.
West Central.
Yeah. Why do I always want to say
I don't know.
Well, we're so southern, and you're
we kind of are,
much.
But then there's clubs south of us, and that's why. So we have to separate. Yeah, so we're in the middle.
Okay.
We're in the middle.
Okay.
This is us.
West Central.
We're West Central. West Central.
Okay, because you've got Toma.
We have Toma.
And you now have Reed's.
Yeah, brand new club. Yeah, we sure are.
And you also have, of course, Bear Brew.
Of course, Bear Brew. Right.
Which is where we kind of first started talking with each other.
Right?
You were, remember years ago now. You were involved with Skill, and I think
that's when
I first met you.
Yeah.
You were talking about Skill or some of the programs for folks that are struggling with poverty.
That's exactly right, and that's one of the reasons that we isn't that so funny? Yeah, that in our Skill class, so that's Sauk County Institute of Leadership, one of our things, our end-year project was to identify and kind of treat some of these things in our, and we saw homelessness and poverty and hunger as one of the things that my class took on. Okay. And now it's funny that a couple years later, I joined the Boys and Girls Club, and now I'm in the thick of it, but actually making some motion in it,
We're
actually solving some problems.
Well, you know, just do something, you know?
I mean,
if we could do something, and I'm kind of hoping this whole month of January, each of my guests, I'm going to ask people to talk about what are some of your resolutions? You know, if we could have a New Year's resolution for us in Sauk County, what would be your wish? You know, your desire for that. You know, and it strikes me that poverty, something about poverty.
Right.
You know, I saw, Bill Harris just got the Jefferson Award.
How great is that?
Is that cool?
Bill is such a great advocate for people.
You know, he's been on the show a couple of times. He's kind of like you. It's so fun when he's on the show because it's like, Bill's one of these guys that you ask him how he's doing, he says, best day ever.
He's number. How great is that?
Oh, my God. You know, it's like Cliff Thompson, you know, awesome. You know, the one
and he means it. That's the thing.
Exactly.
It's not just something he says out of his mouth. He actually means it.
Well, and he's committing himself to it. You know, I think that even if it's not 100% true, he commits himself to it, you know, to try to make that reality. And I think that's really kind of the key to all of it is maybe we can't do anything about global stuff necessarily, but we can do stuff about
We're all here. So we're all part of it.
Right.
So, yeah, I think we can do even big global stuff. If you look at the whole thing, it's enormous and you can't see the end.
Sure.
But we can absolutely make our little parts better.
Right.
I think you're right. So to ask people what they want to do, let's all just do something.
Right.
Pick your thing and do it.
Right. And even if it's a little bit of something, you know, if you volunteer for a food drive or you volunteer for some sort of a fundraiser.
Right.
Which
oh my God. Welcome to the new year.
Oh, my God, yeah, really. You are coming up on a big one, aren't you?
Yeah, this is our biggest one is always our gala. So we've got on January 19th, we've got our evening of thanks. You know, we really take the opportunity to bring our donors in, all the people who support us.
Sure.
We celebrate. We have a good time. The Boys and Girls Club has fun.
You know how to party.
In the club, outside the club, at board meetings, you name it. We are the board that you guys want to be part of.
Bringing a whole new meaning to the word, the club.
That's right. For sure.
We're down at the club.
And we do this italics. Yeah.
Hanging down by the club once. Hey, that's how we say it in South Milwaukee.
Well, so. I got a great committee that put, so every year we do a new theme. This year, our theme is Evening in Paris.
Oh.
So get ready. I mean, we're having the Eiffel Tower is going to make an appearance.
Oh, my God.
There could be mimes.
Le Tour.
There's an accordion player.
La Tour Eiffel.
La Tour Eiffel.
Eiffel.
Yeah. Everyone's going to have to talk like that.
I got babble for Christmas, so that's my new thing now. I'm learning French, you know. I'm quite.
Really?
I'm,
Rosetta Stone?
Well, you know, yeah, that's me, the Rosetta Stone. Raul Rosetta Stone LaBrush. Yes, thank you very much.
There you go.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's a new year.
It would be, yeah, that would be scary, wouldn't it? So, where's Raul? I don't know. Look
don't
for
know,
a Rosetta Stone and the worms underneath it. You'll find him. It's, you know.
Is it one here in your cabin area?
Could be.
Turn over that
would look
Rosetta
really
Stone.
Nice in the corner here. Anywho, yes. We digress.
Yes, so. We always do. So the gala. So thanks for having us on here to talk about it. So it really is one of our biggest fundraisers of the year. Like I said, we have a good time. We honor our kids, which is another thing. I love to get our kids, especially our teenagers, out in front of the people who support them. Often people support us beautifully and warmly and generously, but they don't often get to see their fruits of their labor,
right,
so to speak.
Right.
So this is our time. All of our kids are involved. They maitre d', they clean up, they're greeters, they're speakers, they're presenters of awards. It's so fantastic. And they're practicing as we speak, to show off our harmonic show choir is going to sing.
Sure.
So it's really a celebration of all these great kids
right.
in our area
right.
and how we can all work together to make them even greater, to give them the opportunities.
Well, and I keep thinking that harmonics group is just, that's got warms a warm place in the cockles of my heart because of having show choir background and kids that were in show
right.
choir and whatnot. And you are the only... I believe you're the only Boys and Girls Club that has a show choir that's part of the offerings that you have.
That is
correct.
Is
that still true? Okay.
Yep, and that's, again, that goes back to one of the things that our kids wanted. They
right.
wanted more opportunity to perform. Baraboo, as well as all of our communities, but Baraboo has a huge creative community.
Right.
One of the things they didn't have is a lot of opportunity for kids to perform in. I mean,
sure.
there is and there isn't.
Right.
So they came and they said, can we do this? The school at the time was like, we can't add another program to our
right.
repertoire of
right.
music.
Staff's already
yeah,
stretched.
For
and
sure.
It's, you know, it's
so when they approached the club, we thought, what a perfect thing, you
sure.
know, to bring meld those two together. So you're right. We are the only Boys and Girls Club in the nation that has our own show choir that competes competitively in the high school districts.
Boy,
so it's amazing.
When you think of that, you know, I mean, there are Boys and Girls Clubs in New York and L.A. and Chicago.
Nationwide.
And for
yeah.
us to have something
right.
like that, just so cool.
It is so cool and so unique. And that's great because I'm glad you brought that up because
okay.
our show choir is beginning the season. This is show choir season.
Oh, yes, this is January.
Jazz hands are out right now.
Yes,
so
okay.
we are doing our showcase. This is prior to our big season opening.
Okay.
Our showcase starts this Friday night.
Okay.
So the show choir at the R.G. Brown Theater at the Boo U campus.
Okay.
We're doing three nights. This Friday night, Saturday night at 7 o'clock, we do a showcase, which debuts the new show. It's called New York, New York.
Okay.
These kids are fantastic in it. And then they also showcase, they get some solos. It's about an hour and a half of performance
really?
By all these kids. It's fantastic.
How cool.
Fantastic.
I had no idea you do that.
Yes.
All these times we've been talking about this. Is this a regular thing?
We've done it the last 2 years, I want to say.
Okay.
And
okay.
again, because these kids want to perform
sure.
and show off. So
well, that's the
it's
thing.
A great beginning to the season.
Yeah.
So we've got
yeah.
shows, like I said, this Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock, and then another show at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And they use this, it's... $10 a person. Students get a $3 discount if they show their ID. It's fantastic.
Wow.
But this is really a way for us to, as you know,
right.
show choir is expensive.
Right.
The
right.
competitions are expensive.
Right.
Transportation is always a big hurdle
right.
for us.
Costumes.
We get, it's a lot. Music. You have
yeah,
to pay
royalties.
For rights of music,
sure.
which is another.
Sure.
I was like,
well, you guys usually do a combination of stuff, so it's not like you buy a package where you can get
right.
Buy by Birdie or something. You know,
bingo. We choose here and
right.
we come over here and then we put our own show together with a theme to it.
Sure.
So there's a story being told.
All the more complicated for paying the rights to
yeah.
people, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean,
okay.
as you know, and
you're
so
right.
we try to to do it the right way. We get some really great grants from the Wisconsin Arts Board, which is very, very supportive of this endeavor of ours.
Yep.
And then this is their other one. So their showcase, they raise some money, and this pays for our buses.
And you guys end up doing the Sauk County Arts and Culture Committee. I know I've seen your grants for that,
that
a couple
correct.
Of times,
and,
which is always wonderful to see that group come forward and have the same.
I agree. I mean, Wisconsin Arts is outside the box thinkers. And when we first brought this to their attention, they were like, this is great. And now it just keeps growing. And what they're looking for is reach, you know, as with, they want to see how far their funding will go. And so we take the show choir, as you know, up to New London and into Illinois even, and you know, all over this part of our state.
Right.
So it really does. Wisconsin Arts Board has a really wide reach when they support this.
There's
show
another
choir.
Resolution for us too, folks. If you want to do something that will really make a difference, Wisconsin contributes some in its tax money, contributes something like 37 cents per person to the arts. Minnesota, just to our west, I believe does something like $3.40 per person.
You are right, Raul.
So, which is like, can you imagine if we could even double what we could do if there were just 60 or 74 cents or a dollar per person. You know, when you think about that, the impact that that could have on our communities, because, you know, whether you're an artsy person or you're not an artsy person, the best thing that arts does is give people some reason for hope, some reason to look to something bigger, better than themselves.
Absolutely. It serves that part of us that isn't so tactic. It's like it is an emotional part of us, and we all have it. And especially with young people, this is what really catapults them. And I remember the only reason I got through high school was because I was in band. And I had a great teacher that believed in me.
Right.
You know, and pushing one thing leads to another. So we have to offer this. And you're right. It's a shame that Wisconsin doesn't contribute more to our arts.
We're so progressive in so many other ways. It's just like, why are we missing this boat? I just don't quite get that. You know, it's kind of like.
Well, one way we can show it is show up to this show choir showcase.
Exactly.
I mean,
show support.
Come on. It's super easy. I tell you, it's going to be a great hour and a half of great entertainment.
This weekend, Friday,
this weekend.
Saturday, Sunday.
Yes, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. $10 at the R.G. Brown Theater that's on the campus of the UW-Baraboo campus.
Okay.
Great little intimate theater, black box. It's fantastic. I've done a lot of shows there.
Oh, have you?
Yes. You know,
Karen,
you've
been on stage. Karen, tell me this is not so. You seem like such a withdrawn personality.
You may not recognize this Ursula.
I see. Yes, the
Now you see.
That was it. That was the proboscis extending from the fascus. So here we go. Okay.
So it is so great that this then will lead right into our gala. You know, so we've got the January is always a busy month. You know, we're trying to lay out our whole year of all the things. But this is, as you know, Boys and Girls Clubs in our area. We rely on donations. We rely on community support.
Right.
We don't get funding from outside sources. We're not federally funded. Everybody thinks that we have magic money trees or something that bless us down and give us funding.
I've seen those, but they have not. The fruit has not been ripening.
And they don't really live here. Yeah, I think they're in Maui or something.
Could be.
Yeah,
in the volcanoes.
So these things we really look forward to. We couple it with fun. We have a great time. We're going to honor some volunteers. We're going to honor our businesses of the year. We're going to honor some people that have really helped us do amazing things in the last year.
Okay.
And this last year has been our largest growth year that we've ever seen in the club. In the 17 years this club has been alive, we have done miraculous things. One of those is opening our brand new facility in Reedsburg.
And we are going to talk about
that.
Sure. Let's take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. We're going to come back and talk about Reedsburg. Booyah!
Boom,
and all the things that have been happening up there. But it just take a quick break to hear a word from our wonderful sponsors that make this show possible.
Yeah, yay, sponsors.
Yay, sponsors. Thanks so much for doing something for the arts and radio broadcasting in Wisconsin here on 99.7 Max FM. We'll be right back.
Prairie Clinic in Sauk City offers their patient portal, a secure means to connect with a healthcare provider. Your patient portal allows patients online access to their physician's office for secure messages, medication refill requests, records requests, and you can look up health information too. Contact Prairie Clinic at 643-3351 to enroll or ask about it at your next appointment. Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Primary care services to the community for over 60 years.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
And we're back here on Mornings at McFarland's. Yes, Mornings at McFarland's, where it's palpable energy this morning, folks. We can't hardly.
Palpable.
We cannot contain ourselves.
I love those big words that we're using. It's so early.
One of my New Year's resolutions was to use big words to confuse people and make them run to the dictionary after the
Wasn't that your last year's resolution
It's been my resolution since I was a little kid. You know, my dad was the kind of guy that he would, for fun, he would, like, get a volume of the encyclopedia back when they were in volumes, yeah. You know, in books. He'd grab one off the shelf and, like, you know, start reading, going, let's look at Q today, and he'd find,
you know,
and just kind of look through and see words that he didn't know. Or
words of the day.
And it would be just bizarre stuff, but he was into it.
We do that at the Boys and Girls Club, because I did the same thing. I used to love Reader's Digest. My dad's a Reader's Digest, and they had all those words, and I'd try to memorize them.
Exactly.
Every week. That's so fun. Well, the Elks give away dictionaries still.
Okay.
Can you believe that? In the day of Google? It's crazy.
Well,
but I'll tell you what, we have this whole row of them, and every couple days, we're like, it's dictionary day. They all run to grab one. They find the first word they can, and they have to use it in a sentence throughout the day. It's so great.
Well, exactly. And I mean, there is something about that ability to communicate, to have just the right word for just the right thing that you're experiencing or you're trying to communicate to somebody else. And, you know, I think of that with, like, I was listening to a guy not too long ago talking about men and our emotions. And he said, you know, one of the difficulty that men have with their emotions is that because they don't communicate as much, usually, as women do, that they've struggled to identify what emotion they're feeling. So it all tends to come out as anger, because they don't really know that, well, I'm really not angry, I'm lonely. Or I'm really not angry, I'm sad. Or I'm really not angry, I'm feeling frustrated about this situation.
You men are so complicated.
We are. There's so much more to us than people understand.
I can understand better now.
You know, if we would just learn to communicate.
Yeah, well, if the world could communicate a little bit better.
You know, exactly, right. Exactly. So, speaking of communicating,
yes.
Communicate to us, if you would, about all the things that are going on with Boys and Girls Club, because you have this Reedsburg Club that just opened up. Brand new thing, just kind of grassroots effort. Right, to make that all happen?
For sure. Oh my gosh, the people of Reedsburg rallied up hardcore. When we started talking about this, it was about a year, and it took really about 1 year. They had a goal. They had to raise $300,000 within a year to even make it happen. once they got that number, and they were scared of that number.
Sure.
It was not an easy thing to do. But one thing led to another, and it got the right people in the room. And seriously, they raised half of it in 3 months. The other half was matching grants, and it continues to be thriving.
Right.
So then we run into a few obstacles. We get a great building by the city of Reedsburg, amazing support by the city of Reedsburg.
Wow.
They said, use this. We said, great. We need about $70,000 additional dollars to fix up the building.
Okay.
Then we found asbestos. Then we had to abate, and it was like one thing after another. But now I encourage everybody to make a stop there. It's in the old hardware store right across the street from the police station on Vine Street.
Okay.
It is a beautiful facility. It's open. It's colorful.
So then you're right down by the library, too.
We are right next to the library.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So a great partnership there.
Right.
So
right.
They'll use us. We use them.
Sure.
We just finished putting in our commercial kitchen.
Okay.
So now we'll feed our kids every day through our Kids Cafe program. So we started. We thought, okay, how many kids do we want? You know, we want them all, of course.
Right.
But we thought we'd start out with maybe 50, a number 50. Currently, we have 150 kids coming every single day.
So three times
it's
the amount.
It's crazy good.
Man.
So now we're working on our teen program, and it's just, you go into that club and it's magic, you know,
right.
It's just magic.
Right.
Our friends at Fiskars came in, and they did a whole art studio from the bottom up. It's spectacular, the support that has come in for these kids. And
sure.
You can see the difference in our kids. In fact, the beauty of Facebook, people love it or they hate it, you know, social media. But I was at home on Christmas Eve day, and I got a call from a parent who shared with me that over the holiday break, her daughter shared with her how terrible school was and how she felt awful and how kids were bullying her and how she just felt terrible just really, really struggling in school until her mom signed her up at the club. Now she says the club is the change maker, and to the point where this girl had thought about harming herself.
You're sure?
And
sure.
Her mom called to tell me on this New Year's Eve that the club literally, she thinks, saved her daughter's life. And I look at that and I think, oh my goodness, how great is that, A, that right. There's a place for kids.
Right.
I'm thrilled to be part of it, but there needs to be these places for kids
right.
where they
right.
belong and they are cared for
right.
and they have fun
right.
and they have friends and they have pats on the back and they're recognized for who they are and they're called by name.
Right.
You know?
And somebody has said, you matter. You matter.
Right. You validate them
right.
every day.
We value you. We want you to be a part of
right.
this. You know, and where there's a prescribed code. I mean, you know, that's the other thing about, I think a lot of times people want to do these things, but they let them just be completely unstructured, and then it ends up being, in some ways, I think, more harmful.
Sure.
Because they're not really being, you know, they're not learning the skills that you need in order to be a part, an effective part
and there
of
you
the
go.
World around you.
Exactly.
You know,
and it's so soft, we call it, in our world, soft skills.
Right.
You know, how to shake hands.
Sure.
How to look somebody in the eye, how to talk without your phone in your hand.
Right.
You know, and it's just how to make friends outside your school friends. I know, as I'm, as my phone in my hand. I really don't, but.
As we both have, put our phones under our butts.
Yeah. But it's so true. You know, just how to communicate as, you know, as people. We really work hard with our teenagers, too, as far as how do you do a job interview?
Right.
How do you look somebody in the eye? How
right.
do you share who you are and what your dreams and ambitions are in a way that you can communicate clearly
right.
to somebody?
Right.
So it's just the lost art of, you know, 50, you know, what it's a tweet, 150 letters
yeah,
or less.
Just increased.
You know, how would you have a conversation yeah. like we're having right now?
Right.
It's just so interesting. And
right.
what we see is, through our programming with our harmonics or our boxing club or our triple play or our League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, it's these things that we see the greatest impact in our kids
sure.
because they're communicating on a personal level
right.
with other people.
Well, and if you want to blow your mind, folks that are listening today, if you want to blow your mind, go to boysandgirlsclubofamerica.org and look at the alumni that have come out of Boys and Girls Clubs of America. It's just absolutely amazing to think of the kids that this organization made a difference in their lives and what they have now done for society. Partially, I mean, you can't say that, oh, yes, if it had not been for that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know at least partially that Boys and Girls Club had some people involved with it, some directors, some you know workers that were there that made a difference in kids' lives and hopefully kept them from less, you know, less fortunate for the rest of us choices in their
Absolutely.
Lives.
Absolutely. And you know, as you know, and I'm very aware of this being with my performance background, is you never know what that one thing is going to be.
Yeah.
One word, one kind gesture, one act
right.
can change a life, and you don't right. ever know when that's going to be.
Right.
So, yeah, if you want to spend a day at the club or 52 days at the club, yeah, just do it. But we've got to have these places available for kids,
yeah.
whether they be the boy. I'm an advocate of the club. I also love Girl Scouts, and I like
right.
4-H,
right.
and I like karate classes.
Right.
Not everybody has those opportunities, whereas the club is one of those places that is affordable and for all kids, regardless of what you're all about.
It makes me think of an old teacher of mine when I was in graduate school, a woman by the name of Esther Merle Jackson. And Esther Jackson was just a brilliant, brilliant woman. And she had worked with like Tennessee Williams and Eugene O'Neill. And, you know, I mean, so she had some street cred in the theater world, you know. But she used to say theater is the microcosm of the macrocosm. And there was so much truth to that. I think of like the audience and stage relationship and how sometimes as a performer, I know that every once in a while you have those shows where there's somebody in the audience that just, you know, is enjoying it so much. And you like set up this connection with that person. And it's like you're doing the show for them all
right.
of a sudden, you know, and
right.
you know that they're with you and they're kind of, you know, supporting and watching and whatnot. And it energizes your performance as an artist on stage in a way that it's just really hard to describe because there's a communication going on there that just transcends a whole bunch of stuff.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, knowing that you have an impact on someone. And that's, I guess, would be another resolution I would encourage people to think about. You know, whether you're a member of the audience or you're up on stage, it doesn't matter. Just get into it. Get into the show. You know, somehow you can either sit there on the side and go, oh, this is stupid. I don't want it. Why is the world so stupid? You know, well, you know, Because the world is stupid, and it's been stupid for many, 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 many years, and I don't think it's going to change by us sitting around saying it's stupid. But it will get better. It can get better. It must get better. Yeah. If we just get involved, whether that's through, you know, Eagle Watching Day is coming up,
I love that.
And helping, supporting, you know, or your events. So, again, let's go through all the events that are coming up.
Yeah, so we've got directly this weekend, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we've got our Baraboo Harmonic Show Choir Showcase. Okay. It's our debut of our new show for 2018. Okay. That starts their competitions very shortly. So that's at R.G. Brown Theater. It's at 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday and a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday.
Gotcha.
$10 in, boom, $3 off if you're a student.
Gotcha.
Great. Then directly next week, 2 weeks from now on the 19th, is our gala. There's tickets available on our website.
Okay.
You can call me direct. Just call the club. We'll get you set up. Okay. But it is our largest fundraiser. It's an evening in Paris. There's guaranteed great prizes. There's auction, live auction, silent auction, lots of great. Everybody, this is the party to come to. We've heard this for years now, and we're very, very proud of it. We take
everyone
that very seriously.
Will be there, darling.
Do not miss this. Nobody wants
come.
To miss it.
Oh my goodness, please be there.
But we love it. It's going to be great food with our friends from Baraboo Burger Company and our friends at Cisco. It's a chef. They have a carving steak. I mean, it's big time. They all wear fancy hats.
Oh, very
I love
much.
The food is always fantastic. The drinks are fantastic. So when it's 80, I have my little thing here. What is it? $85.
Yep. Okay.
$85 a person or $600 per table.
Okay.
And we've got, there's still some tickets available, I believe, but you can go online on our BGC WCW website to get them. But so that's,
excellent.
All happening.
And then if someone wants to get involved in the club, how do they do that?
You can contact through that website also, or give the club a call. You can Google search the Baraboo Boys and Girls Club, the Reedsburg Boys and Girls Club. We are always looking for great individuals to come in. And here's what I mean. Anybody, like you said, do something.
Right.
Anybody can do something. We've got a lady who likes to cook. She makes breads. It's all she does. She makes bread with the kids once a week. Okay, great.
Right.
You want to read? You want to color?
You want to have a good time?
You want to have a good time?
The smell of bread?
Yeah, I always go to the club on those days, too.
Oh, my God, yes.
I love it. We've got, you know, and then in the next year, we've got our great friends at Pulse Fitness is another one.
Okay.
We're getting ready for our half marathon again. We just did it in October this year. We're already got planning, and we're adding a Taste of Baraboo to that. All proceeds go to the club. I mean, we've just got great friends that want to do great things for
coding
us on a
classes.
Larger impact.
When Kyle's been on the show, we just talk about the breadth of the coding classes for computer geek kids and, you know, the
chess club.
Chess club, yeah. Boxing.
I
mean, just kind of all over the spectrum of possibilities. So if you're out there and you have a skill or you have a passion about something, come and share the passion with young kids that are looking for things that click. You know, they want to know what else is out there, what else they might possibly be good at.
Right.
Because you don't know. Like you said, you don't know what the one thing is until you've done the one thing.
And often it's just being present.
Yeah.
You know, they need a person to be present. And that's, we find our biggest impact is that one-on-one, that mentorship.
Yeah.
You want to just hang out with a kid for a day? Let's do it. We can hook up. And we have great kids. That's what I'm going to tell you. Our kids are phenomenal. So there's no way you won't fall in love with them and walk away. It's always better. I call volunteering selfish giving.
Yeah.
Because you put yourself out there and you absolutely will walk away with more than what you give.
Right. Which is a phenomenal gift to give. And a phenomenal resolution to have for the
another
year.
Another one.
Yes, exactly.
We are on fire today.
Totally. This is palpable.
We're going to make
absolutely
we're
palpable.
We're making a difference.
Folks, we'll take another quick break to hear a word from our sponsor. My guest this morning has been Karen DeSanto, always a joy in so many ways. So to talk, we should like do a show like once every couple of months.
We've always said
that. You know, just to keep the
seriously
the flow going. Because we do.
Let's see if the
waves.
People out there, do you want that?
Please
I know
call,
you do.
Call in and say, yes, bring them back.
And thanks, Max FM. They're always so great. Just we were just talking about the glory of them. I love having them
totally.
In town, too.
Too much fun. Too much fun. Well, don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be back with community announcements here in just a second on Mornings at McFarland's on 99.7. Max FM in Baraboo, good old Baraboo, Wisconsin. And, of course, today live from Sauk Prairie at McFarland's in Sauk City. All right. Is that enough to say now? Okay, let's take a break. Thanks, guys. Okay, bye.
Prairie Clinic in Sauk City offers their patient portal, a secure means to connect with a healthcare provider. Your patient portal allows patients online access to their physician's office for secure messages, medication refill requests, records requests, and you can look up health information, too. Contact Prairie Clinic at 643-3351 to enroll or ask about it at your next appointment. Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Primary care services to the community for over 60 years.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
The almost unearthly luster of pearls has always been prized and well-loved as a gift. Sophie's Fine Jewelry in Baraboo has shimmering pearls and earrings, pearls in pins, pearls in necklaces and pendants, pearls with price tags as varied as the selection. Pearls with their mysterious glow add a translucent beauty to the woman who wears them. When you give a gift of pearls, she'll love them as much as she'll love you. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.
City weather. 99.7 Max FM weather today. Partly cloudy, high of 8 above this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15, and that's going to keep the wind chill in the single digits to teens below zero most of the day today. So bundle up. Tonight, mostly clear. Our low, 8 below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right around 7 above. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Wall & Associates at 800-608-2285. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 6 degrees.
97, Max FM. And we're back here at Mornings at McFarland's. Thanks for joining us this morning. Karen DeSanto, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm pointing out a couple of quick things for the community this week. There's a blood drive going on today out at the Bank of Prairie du Sac. So if you, another resolution you could have is to help with things like blood drives. I know there are lots of folks out there that do a wonderful job with that. But today from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., Bank of Prairie du Sac Training Center at 280 Washington Street in Prairie du Sac is doing that blood drive. So feel free to stop in. I know they usually take walk-ins. If you want to call ahead and make an appointment, you can do that. Just call the Bank of Prairie du Sac, and I'm sure they'll set you up if you'd like to do something like that. And then, of course, this weekend, we're starting the Bald Eagle watching days.
Ooh,
a friend of mine were down at Blue Spoon this past Saturday morning, and I think we saw like six eagles.
Oh, my gosh,
point,
I love it. And isn't the freezing weather the thing?
Yeah,
I mean, it's really important.
This is when it happens. Right. This is when they're like all right in that area.
Ooh,
because
I love
this
it.
Is the open water area. So, and then also this weekend, in addition to your great event, there's also a great event going on for River Arts Inc. They've got the Redneck Tenors. The three Redneck Tenors are performing this week.
Yeah,
nice. So 2 o'clock. So Lindsay Giese does a great job of bringing a really wide breadth of things to the area. So
great.
And just a fun event. I mean, I've seen the previews on these guys, and they were on America's Got Talent, I think. So they've gone, you know, from being national exposure to now doing this show. I think they're down in Branson and done, you know, different things. But just a fun show. You can imagine three Redneck Tenors.
It's, I love
like,
it.
You know, Pavarotti meets Larry the Cable Guy, right? You know, perfect for us. So come support the arts in every way possible. Karen, thanks so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure as usual. Just a great show. It was, what was it today?
Palpable.
It was a palpable energy experience.
Thank
you, folks, for joining us. Come out. Please do whatever you can, folks, to support Boys and Girls Club. They are making a difference, and you can make a difference, too, by being involved with them, right?
Absolutely.
And you
Everybody
will not turn them
it.
Away, right?
No. We turn no one away.
You are all. Come, the poor, the wretched refuse.
Follow
yearning
me.
To be free. So thanks, folks, for joining us here on our first show of 2018. Join us next week. We're going to be back again with another great show. I'm trying to think who my guest is next week. I won't be able to think of it on the pressure right now.
No, you told me. Can't remember either. Do you want me to come back?
Yes, please.
Okay, done and done.
So at least then we're set. I know Lindsay Giese's coming on the 17th, the next week after that. But, next week it's the Eagle Watching Post.
Of course it is.
They got to come and talk about their stuff, because next week is the big...
Is an eagle coming?
I think so, yes. Yeah, Ernie the Eagle will be here. So that will be fun. So thanks for joining us, folks. I hope you had a great time. I know we did. So take care, and thanks for joining us on Mornings at McFarland's on 99.7 FM Radio Max Radio. That's right. All right. Take care, folks. See you next week.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul Obresh is produced live at our 99.7 Max FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday morning at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is brought to you by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, and DeMars Plumbing.